Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
It has nothing to do with showing off your body, but Abby thinks that there is one item that you should be wearing out to a bar for sure if you want to get hit on. We will get into that in just one second. Let me ask you guys this question. We've talked about splitting the bill on a first date before. Some people say yes, some people say no. Mo and I are absolutely against it. We're a little old school here. Like, we are paying for that first date, right?
Absolutely.
Does the amount of money count, though? Because I am reading here, this is ridiculous. There is a Brazilian fitness influencer that looks like you would think a Brazilian fitness influencer would look.
Completely heinous.
Ugh.
Just,
you know, if you like that kind of thing.
If that's your bag.
So she's just saying online that she meets a guy online and they decide, because he's in really great shape also, that their first date, you know, the get to know date is going to be at a juice bar.
Right.
It's a very fitness influencer thing to do, I would say.
Tracks?
Yeah, it definitely tracks.
So they go and they have a splendid time for an hour at the juice bar.
Taking their shots of wheatgrass.
Splendid.
Just a splendid. Splendid, lovely time.
That's a date where you know your bowels are going to be working real good after you get home.
So the bill comes and it's $8. $8. He says, we're going to split this.
No.
Are you kidding me?
All right. He's got a Brazilian influencer in front of him. He must be equally hot, I'm guessing. And says, hey, we're going to split this bill. And she's like, okay. I mean, I will give you my $4. That's fine. And then she leaves and she says that I'm not calling this guy back, right? Mm-hmm. But her reasoning for it, I think, made a lot of sense. Although there could be some wiggle room here. She says, if he can't invest in a juice, how is he going to invest in a relationship? Okay, she says, I'm not asking for a wealthy guy, just someone who knows how to take care of me and who values my presence. Do you buy that or not? Or does the amount count in a case like this? Like, let's say if it was $75 and he asked to split it, is that more or less outrageous than $8?
Well, if we're being fair in terms of, like, you know, equity, equality, she should also value his presence because he's also giving up his time to spend with her. So why does his time have no value?
That's why my first thought was, who asked who on a date?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Because if she asked him on a date, nah, I'm not going to lie. Either way, I feel like it's ridiculous. It's a little petty. It's just, it's the amount for me. It really, if it was $100, $200, I could understand maybe he's in a position where he feels like we can split this. We're both splitting time. But for $8, I just, you take care of the bill.
Yeah. It does feel a little bit penny pinching. It does feel like, oh, okay, we're going to bat for $4. But it is a first meeting. And if he wasn't interested and he's like, I'm not throwing away this $4 on this ugly Brazilian influencer.
Ugly.
That's a wild sentence.
That's an oxymoron.
That's why I said it. It does feel like he's really going to bat for no reason. And for me, it wouldn't bother me. I try to go into every date thinking we're going to split this because I don't know this man. I don't know if he wants to split things or not, but it does feel a little unchivalrous.
What it screams to me, and this is pure speculation because none of us were on the date. None of us know how the date went, right? So a person can be the most beautiful person in the world on the outside, but their personality can make them heinous,
right,
as I said earlier. So maybe she was not charming. Maybe she has a bad personality. Maybe he didn't have a good time and he knows he doesn't want to see her again. So he wanted his $4 make me holla.
If I had the worst time of my life on this date with a Brazilian fitness influencer, I'm giving it a second shot.
Absolutely.
Well, we know what your bar is set, sir.
I'm saying it's on me, man.
I got $8 for that any day of the week.
And I'm giving her $200 extra.
I mean, that's prostitution.
All right, Abby, what's the one thing that a woman should wear to to a bar has nothing to do with clothing or showing off your body if you want to get hit on.
Now, if you're a Brazilian fitness influencer, you should definitely be wearing a low top or low cut top to get some attention. But if you were me or the average lady out trying to get some attention out at a bar, there is one thing that is going to make all the difference. And the first time I wore this out, I thought it was just a fluke. The first time I wore this was out in Ireland. I was out with my girls on my girls' trip, and we could not stop getting hit on. So many people came up to us while we were wearing this, and it all has to do with these fun little trucker hats that we had on. Yes. Now, I thought it was a fluke at first because I'm like, we're on vacation. We're all rowdy. We're all having a good time. Like, of course, like, we're the fun Americans at the bar. Of course, the people are going to want to talk to us wearing a trucker hat that says wine 'em, dine 'em. Oh, I can't say that on the radio. Yeah.
insert number here.
Insert number here. And then I had literally the greatest weekend of my life out with a friend on the Beltline. So we head out and I'm wearing just like your typical going out outfit, you know, jeans, wedges, the whole thing. But I meet her and she's wearing a cute little dress and she's got a trucker hat on that says, "You look like you love me," like that Ella Langley, Riley Green song. And when I tell you, every single bar, we were getting stopped. The men I was approached by this weekend have never once looked my way. The caliber of men that hit on me was insane. And I think it's because they felt so comfortable approaching us because they had a little thing to grab onto and say, "Oh, I love your hat. I love that song."
This is so obvious to me. I don't know about Mo, but this is so obvious to me. This is like a no-brainer. First of all, I know dudes don't use the word adorable very much, but I think women, girls in trucker hats are absolutely adorable. Little ponytail in the back there also. Mm-hmm. And the message in front, it just says to me as a guy, this would be somebody that I'd be looking for. Somebody down to earth. Somebody that's down to have fun. Somebody that's not totally and completely into their appearance. This would be a home run across the board.
Both of us got proposed to at the bar. There was a man who proposed to me at Painted Park. There was a man who proposed to her twice at Lady Bird. And I think it's important to note, like, I was the one with my boobs out. She was the one with the trucker hat on. She was the one that got approached way more than me. So, ladies, get on Amazon, get yourself a hat.
Start putting the trucker hat on your boobs and maybe you'll have a little bit more attention.
Double whammy.
So it sounds like
everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Burt Show.
So when I get this question often in like an Ask Me Anything, and I do those a couple of times a month on Instagram, there's always one that trips me up because I always feel like I'm dancing around it because it doesn't apply. And the question is, when's the last time somebody on the Burt Show really bugged you? And I now have an answer, but I haven't in the past because I generally like and love all of you guys. But there is one person that has been bugging me on the show.
Oh, jeez.
It's you, Kristen.
I knew it. I felt it in my soul for some reason.
I'll tell you what it is. It's this damn workout thing that you got going on. This dabbling in the idea of working out and asking for help and never taking it and then saying you're going to do something about it and then saying I don't want to sweat or...
We need to clarify.
No, we don't.
No, that's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. So the last time was last night. We were all at Roomies. We were just hanging out. It was Kristen, Mo, and Abby and I. And Kristen has decided that now she needs to do some strength training. Your doctor's told you that.
I didn't decide, but the nurse practitioner that I've been seeing when I did like my body analysis or whatever, apparently I'm weak AF and I need to do some strength training. So I've been doing hot yoga for a hot minute for quite a while, but apparently that's not enough. So this was probably like a year ago when we first talked about this and I was asking for suggestions about strength training. And yes, I may have mentioned that I didn't want to sweat because I already sweat massively twice a week. And when you're trying, as a woman trying to figure out your hair washing schedule, you can't be sweating all the time. So I was like, I was down to do like hot yoga 2-3 times a week and then sprinkle in some strength training, right?
Yeah. So yesterday, yeah, sprinkling it in. Okay. So last night at dinner, you know, we have like one of these micro gyms downstairs, right? It's got, I haven't even been in there,
but it's really nice.
I understand, it's got a couple of different things
in
there.
Yeah, it does. It's nice.
You can shower and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can work every muscle problem, I'm guessing that you need to in
almost
a gym like that.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So Kristen's like, you know what? So I'm going to start hitting the gym for like 20 minutes.
Yes.
I'm going to start strength training. I'm like, okay, that sounds great. You know what? And she's like, oh, but I don't go in there because I don't know how the equipment works. And so I again offer to Kristen, look, let me just go down there and at least I don't want to watch you work out or anything, but to get you over your insecurity, let me at least show you how to work out properly and how the machines work. And I will never, ever, ever like intrude on your workout ever again. And what did you say last night?
I said, I'm not asking you to fix my problem. I just want you to listen to my problem and let me vent because I just want to complain and not do anything about it.
Right. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
After she said, Mo, tell me what days you go so I can go on the other days.
Because I know you're an introvert and I did not want to intrude on you working out.
It's a public gym.
So like over a year ago, you recommended the Fitbod app, right?
Yes.
And so I downloaded it.
Yes.
And I've never used it.
I mean, but you did burn some calories going to the app store and downloading it.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes.
I was telling these guys last night.
I think this is very relatable, by the way. I think there's a lot of people out there who are in the same boat as me. You have good intentions. You just don't freaking act on them.
I'm not going to even offer anymore because you really don't want to work out. And I said this to these guys.
No, I don't. Who freaking does?
That's a fact.
Yeah. Half the time I like to work out, but it has to be done, right?
I know.
Because, you know, you got a son and all. And he'd appreciate it. So
now we're starting to sound like my husband.
I was telling these guys last night that you can tell when somebody is into working out or not. I had a listener last week that said, hey, Bert, will you do me a favor? I heard you talking about AI and putting together a fitness routine for me. Will you do that for me? I don't have the time to put one together. And I wrote her back and I said, absolutely not. Because if I do that, you're not going to work out. I mean, it's a clear sign that you don't want to work out. You can't even go down there and look at the equipment.
Is this reverse psychology? Are you trying to get in my head to force me to go down there? Because it's not going to work.
All of the strength that you put into not going, that should count towards your strength.
All right, so Jelly Roll yesterday puts out this great video, and it has to do with just this, right? Because dude said his goal is to like be on the cover of fitness, Muscle and Fitness magazine in March or something?
Men's Health Fitness, mm-hmm. I think this time next year, that's his goal, which I think is very attainable. You got a full year to get it going, and seeing his progress is very satisfying.
Yeah, so dude yesterday, I guess, was out in California, and he's taken one of those hikes up the Hollywood Hills, and he didn't want to do it at all. And he's busting his ass, and that's a big dude. So him getting up those hills, he just woke up one morning, he's like, I don't want to do this. But he got up to the top, and he actually forced himself out of bed and did it. And he made this video, which I thought was really cool and appropriate, considering what you said last night.
Okay.
Man, I hope y'all are getting out and moving today. It's worth the sacrifice, y'all. It's worth the pain. I realize today that some days when I get out here in this process of trying to make this massive life change, that some days I come out here and I feel great. I mean, from the moment we start, I feel good. But today kind of reminded me that sometimes you have those days, man, where you just don't feel it at all. And even as you get walking, you don't feel it. But, man, those are the most gratifying to go do that work, y'all. Can't live in a false sense of this thing not sucking, right? Like, you're making this big of a life change, it's going to hurt. Stick with this, and I'm going to see you May 4th. We are going to do this thing together, y'all. Love y'all, man.
Aww. Anything there?
Yes. So this is what's going to happen. I'm doing hot yoga today. All right. Tomorrow.
Yes.
After the show.
Okay.
I am going down to that gym. I'm going to look around, see what's down there.
And then leave.
No. No, I swear. Tomorrow after the show, and if you would like to accompany me and show me some machines and give me some tips, because I said this last night with my anxiety, going to new places, you hold yourself back. Once you go and you're familiar, then it's a non-issue, but it's jumping over that hurdle, which is really stupid. And I saying it out loud, it sounds stupid, but that's just how my stupid brain works. So tomorrow after the show, I will do 20 minutes of strength training downstairs in the gym.
I will be in and out of your hair down there in 5 minutes. That's it. I'm going to show you how it works. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you how to work out slowly so you're getting the benefits and not going fast like I see everybody in the gym. 5 minutes in and out of there, and then you can leave when I leave.
Right behind them.
20 minutes, no sweating.
That's up to you. I'm only going to show you how it works.
It's not a lot of AC in there.
Is there a local magazine that we can use to motivate you?
Oh,
that
shut
if you,
up.
Let's just say. Let me cook.
Cool. Yeah.
If you don't have to go on the cover of the magazine, but if you don't go to the gym at least once a week, even if it's for 5 minutes, you got to pose on the cover of the magazine.
That's pretty damn good. That's pretty damn good.
Abby.
Yes.
Look.
The young grasshopper has become the master. The Padawan has graduated.
I think you got to commit to this, man. This is the motivation you need.
You got yourself a deal.
Okay. Hey.
You got yourself a deal.
Okay, good.
Oh my God, what have I done? So,
the motivation was not being healthy for your son. It was getting on the cover of the magazine. Whatever it takes, man. Whatever
it takes. Don't play to my sentiments. Play to my vanity, duh. Have you not met me? Oh, this was stupid. I don't know why I disagreed to do this.
There really is nothing more sobering than seeing pictures of yourself. Ooh, right? Mo and I were talking 100%. About that last night, right?
Man, you think you really did all that work on your body and see them pictures on vacation and think you've done nothing.
The Bird Show.
So we got to circle back to this big old party you had over the weekend.
I had a rager this weekend. It was lit down in Buckhead.
You had a soiree.
I had a soiree with 13 of my closest Atlanta pals all coming together for my little baby kitten, Betty.
So for a kitten party, I'm guessing the attendance was 50% guys, 50% women on that?
It was all women.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It was all ladies.
13 of them is impressive, though.
Okay, let me just say, I show up to Abby's apartment, and you walk in, and one, your outfit was so, I love that outfit. You need to keep it from Newly.
Thank you. Shout out Newly. Shout out Farm Rio.
You looked incredible.
Is that the one with the white boots and stuff that I saw you rocking this weekend?
No.
Which one was this?
This is an outfit I have not posted yet, but now I will.
Yes, you should. And so you walk in and she's got this beautiful spread. So you have a crudité and you have a little caprese on a skewer. She has a little sweet treat area.
There's a sweet treat bar.
A sweet treat bar. And she has like little kitten faces with party hats on them strung up. And then she has a sign that says, "Are you kidding me? Right meow." And then she has little ears for us to put on.
Everyone had a party hat.
Everybody had a party hat. You could do a kitten party hat, or you could do like cat ears. And then she had a little sign that says, "Find out your kitten name." So you take the month you're born and then like the letter of your first name, and you come up with your kitten name, and you could write it. And that way, for those that don't know each other, you know, she had little name tags for everybody. The apartment looked great. You could tell that the cats had been groomed. Like everything was perfect. It was so, she had a kitten playlist going on as well. It was adorable.
Oh yeah. I had all the latest hits, but instead of lyrics, it was just meows. So it was like that Billie Eilish song. So it was like, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. When you went to go pick up somebody from the lobby because the leasing office was closed, we may have fast forwarded through a couple of days.
I bet.
We're like, find chapel. We got to find something else.
But yeah, it was so fun. So I had about 13 people over to my apartment just to socialize my kitten, have a good time, to drink some white wine. And I just wanted an excuse to throw a party. And I was standing around, of course, after two glasses of wine and 2 hours into this party. And I was looking around. around in. I've kind of talked about this on the radio before, but when I moved here, my personal life honestly just went to crap. Like literally everything behind the scenes outside of work fell apart.
Well, it's a brand new city, brand new experience. I think this is pretty common, right?
Well, I mean, it's common, but I set myself up for things to not fall apart. And then literally everything in my life fell apart. And it was just so nice coming up on my 2-year work anniversary of moving to Atlanta and restarting my life and looking around and going, how lucky am I that I have 15 people who care about me so much that not only did they show up to my apartment at 2 p.m. on a Saturday to hang out with me and my cats, but people brought gifts. People were taking photos with my kitten. They were, it was just so gratifying and just so sweet to see like this full circle moment happen of like seeing your life fall apart and really being in the trenches and being chronically depressed and then figuring out you just need some more vitamin D and then finding out that, you know, you have a group of people that are in your corner here in Atlanta and seeing them all show up and show out for me and my cats was just really wholesome and really fun. Well, so thank you to everyone who came out. I really appreciate it. My cats appreciate it. I hope you all had a good time. See you next year.
I wouldn't tempt it. I wouldn't tempt a follow-up.
You get one sip and see for your kitty. You get one whisker warming party and that is it. You're going to have to come up with another, you're going to have to come up with another ruse to get us back to your apartment.
Okay, yeah. I got 9 lives though. You got to give a 9 parties.
We got at least 8 more left in this first day.
You know what, Moo? You got me there.
That makes sense.
Got me on a
it's only because I don't have to go.
Okay. Usually party events or fundraisers build over years where you start off with 100 people and then it builds once word gets out. I don't think that's going to be the case here.
Oh, next year I'm renting out 5 paces in. We're going, I'm getting a band. Everyone's bringing their cats. It's going to be lit.
You think you can get the Pussycat Dolls to perform?
I'm going
to
Nicole Scherzinger to come perform. It's going to be amazing.
All right, we have been accused from time to time. I get the DMs from you guys from ignoring the south side of Atlanta. No more. No more. Amber, tell us what we're missing.
I've had enough, doggone it. Listen, every time we do an event, or not even just us, any events in general, everything is in Atlanta. And if you live on the south side and you want to have a good time, you got to drive 45 minutes to Atlanta. Okay? But fear not, ladies and gentlemen. I have found a place in the south side that's going to work for you.
Hold on one sec for me. Hey, Mo, when we're talking about the south side, what towns, what cities are we talking about in the south side of Atlanta?
And don't say airport. That doesn't count.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Now you're giving them a reference point.
Did you really not know the airport?
No, I did. Okay, I knew that. I knew that much. You're talking about Duluth.
That's terrible.
You'd have to go all around the world.
That's what I meant. That's exactly what I was going for.
All right, Duluth on the south side. Okay, where are
you? Oh, we got to keep going.
Come on. Think of the Bubba Sparks song. You go to not a university, but a
College Park.
There you go. Which, of course, is right next to Duluth and Sugar Hill. Okay. Go for it.
So on the south side, if you go to Fayetteville, there is this fun little area called Trillith. Think of Trillith as kind of like Atlantic Station, but on the south side, a little bit smaller, and parking is free.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It's fantastic. They have a steakhouse. They have Amici's, the pizza franchise place. Enzo's is a steakhouse that's out there. They've got sushi. They've got gelato. And Trillith itself is just like its own little, I guess, town, because they call it town at Trillith. They have like mini homes and they have big loft apartments. And it's like a huge neighborhood, literally just like an Atlantic Station. And it's expensive. And it's right across from the Trillith Sound Studios, where they filmed a lot of like Spider-Man and a few other amazing shows out there and movies.
So it's like an eat, work, play area.
It really is. And if you're an Instagram influencer, you like taking photos, it's a great place for photos. It's affordable. I love it. Now, the moment I find someone to love me, I can't wait to take her there. I'm really excited.
That's the only thing missing.
So all of those sound studios?
Well, that's directly across the street from the main area, but yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That's the thing about Atlanta, man, and I say this time and time again. If you haven't visited one part of the city in 6 months, when you go back, you'll be like, what the heck has happened here in 6 months? There is a new one of these developments, I understand, is going up in Bankhead also.
Oh, yeah. The thing about Atlanta is that, like you said, it changes. I don't know, not even that, just like Georgia itself. Because have you been to Savannah recently?
Well, my son goes to school there, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is very different. Like, yeah. River Street, you can't even see the river anymore. Now you just see, like, all these high-rise buildings. Yeah. It's insane.
And to me, that's the worst part of Savannah, honestly, that street right there. But there is so much construction going on in that area. I think you're right about Georgia. And I'm not sure where it started. I'm not sure if it was the tax breaks that a lot of these movie companies were getting that sort of started it. Mm. But all around this city now, man, and I've been here for over 20 years, it's so exciting to see even the major parts. Like, you, if you're not in Buckhead for 6 months and then you drive through Buckhead, you're like, how did they put that building up? That is not what I remember. It is still a very, very growing city, man.
Oh, yeah. If you are on the south side or you want to actually go to the south side, it's not terrifying. It's really nice down there. All right, check it out.
All right, Mom.
Clayco area, check it out. Everything is getting a lot better than you think. I love it.
What's Clayco stand for?
Clayco stands for Clayton Company.
Oh,
you were so close.
So close.
Clayton County.
Next time,
it's The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've been really surprised, like, at least within my friend and working group, those that I ask, like, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? I feel like more often than not now, they're saying nothing. And they're a married couple for a very, very long time.
Nothing.
Nothing. Mo, his lady.
No, I feel about Valentine's Day. Nothing.
Nothing.
How am I single and the only one with plans?
I've got plans.
I've got a whole weekend plan. Me and my lady are going out to Florida.
Woohoo!
My friend lady.
I said that before, that I just kind of feel like, look, you're in love and that's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Should be celebrated a little bit. But you guys are like, yeah, we celebrate in different ways.
Listen, I have a kid now. He is 3, almost 4. So what have I been doing this week? Running to Michael's and getting supplies and making the Valentine's box for his Valentine's and then buying the Valentine's. And then also I signed up to be, you know, help out with the Valentine's party. So getting the decorations for the Valentine's party and then also buying the Valentine's that he needs for the kids and then getting a little something for the teacher as well. That's what I've been doing. Well, there's no love left for my husband because I've given it to my child and the students in his class.
I mean, you're literally in Michael's already making handcrafted hearts or whatever. Why why can't you make one for Bart?
No, he doesn't want that.
That's rich coming from the man who refuses to handwrite any thank you card or letter ever.
I give letters. You just demand handwritten, and I type them.
You want her to craft something from Michael's, and you won't even scrawl out one
because
sentence.
Because you
love
wouldn't
you,
be
babe.
Able to read what I write.
Hot meat kettle.
So, yes, Valentine's Day here is right around the corner. And at this point, we turn it over to our producer, Rebecca.
Yeah, so I'm a single woman in her early 30s, or just 30, because I don't like to say early 30s yet, because I'll start saying that when I'm 31, I think. with Valentine's Day coming up, I've been listening to a lot of Sabrina Carpenter, maybe to like a clinical degree. And I dare say, she is this generation's Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She dethroned Taylor Swift?
Oh, absolutely. Because as Shakespeare famously once said, to be or not to be, that's that mi espresso.
Literally. Listen, Sabrina Carpenter could have written Romeo and Juliet, but Shakespeare could not have written Juno.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's a solid point. Solid point.
It is. For never was a story of more woe than this of Sabrina Carpenter and her Barry Keogh.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was good.
Thank you.
Snaps.
And I'm putting you all to the test. And please, please, please don't prove me right. Because I've cherry-picked Sabrina lyrics and Shakespeare sonnets, and it's up to each of you to tell me which is the Carpenter and which is the Bard. It's Sabrina versus Shakespeare.
Okay, Bridgerton.
Okay, Bert. I'm giving you two lines.
All right.
One of them is from Shakespeare, and one is from a Sabrina Carpenter song.
I clearly am the only one in here going to get these right, because I'm the only one that believes in love.
Which one of these is Sabrina Carpenter? There's no gravity in the words we write. Or, knock, knock, who's there?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Too obvious. Knock, knock, who's there has got to be Sabrina Carpenter.
Knock, knock, who's there is from Macbeth.
What?
That is Shakespeare.
What? Gotcha.
Wait, he was the OG knock knock joke?
He made the original knock knock joke.
That might That's be his greatest crazy. Accomplishment.
Yes. Now I see his brilliance.
Now I understand.
Okay, Kristen, which is Sabrina?
Mm-hmm.
I will wear my heart upon my sleeve, or I have never seen an ugly truth that I can't bend.
I'm going to say I will never see an ugly truth that I can't bend.
It's Sabrina.
Yes.
You're correct.
All Yay! Right.
That is from the song Lie to Girls. All right, Cassie, you're an English lit major. I have faith in you. Which one is Sabrina? Guess I'll end this life alone, or I've been in such a pickle.
I've been in such a pickle.
Yeah, that's from The Tempest. Good
really?
Job.
Dude was kind of basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mo, mm-hmm. Which one is Sabrina? Mm-hmm. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. Or jealousy is the green-eyed monster.
Whatever monster is inside you, don't let him out tonight is Sabrina.
You're right.
Let's go. Look at you.
Nice.
I know love.
Closet. Huge Sabrina Carpenter fan. Mo is.
My favorite on the low.
Uh-huh. That's from Please, Please, Please. All right, Abby. Which one's Sabrina? All that glitters is not gold. Or wherefore art thou? Why not uponeth me?
Oh, I love that from Bedcam. That's Sabrina.
That's Sabrina. Wow, you guys killed it. Rest in peace, Shakespeare. You would have loved Short and Sweet.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I was a little underwhelmed by the Super Bowl commercials this year. Granted, I was at a very busy bar, so I couldn't hear much. But when I went back and looked them up on YouTube, as I usually do, it was a little flat.
I think some of the problem is we're seeing them before they're on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it kind of ruins the surprise. I feel like that was part of the fun, is like you've got to pay attention when you go to commercial because you don't want to miss what everyone's going to be talking about the next day.
I purposefully did not look at any of the Super Bowl commercials beforehand so I could be surprised during the Super Bowl, and I'm here to let you know they were still a letdown.
I was
same. I'm still the same.
Literally watching the game with a guy friend of mine and his wife, and the guy said to me, hey, no talking during the commercials. You can talk during the game. I'm like, who are you?
That's a little backwards.
Yeah.
There's actually so much downtime during the game if you think about it.
Yeah.
Especially this year.
A guy I know was in a Super Bowl commercial.
What?
His name is Lucas. He was a classmate in an improv class I took when I was in Los Angeles, and he landed a Super Bowl commercial. He was the dad and held the baby and was like crying, and I can't remember what the product was
for. The Google one that made me cry, where the dad is raising the kid and she goes to college and reaches back into the window and turns back into the little kid.
That's cool. He was the dad.
That's the only one I remember.
Lucas Hell.
I hate your friend.
Well, USA Today does an annual ad meter poll to rank all of this year's Super Bowl commercials. There were 57 this this year. And I did watch the top five because I'm like, oh, I realize I haven't seen some of these. And I got to be honest, all of them were not funny. I would not put them in the funny category. A lot of these are in like the sappy or sort of like dramatic with maybe a little humor category.
Can we guess?
You are welcome to guess.
I'm going
to
say the Nike one about women's sports was in the top.
Not in the top five.
Really?
These are the most recognizable or the most liked?
These are the most liked. So it was a poll to rank all 57 of the commercials. These are the top five.
Yeah, the ad meter is always like the popularity contest of which one was the favorite. But if they're all sappy.
The Pfizer one with the kid who beat cancer?
That one's not in the top five.
What about the one Cassie was just talking about, the Google one?
Not in the top five.
Clydesdales.
That one was number one.
Bam.
The Budweiser first delivery commercial with the Clydesdale horses was number one on the ad meter ranking.
Did you even see that commercial, or did you just throw out there Budweiser Clydesdales because they're always in it?
No, I saw the list.
Oh.
That's no fun. You're ruining my game. Stop.
How dare you?
How dare you ruin my bit?
That I'm cheating in the wrong way.
What about the one with the sloths?
That one is not in the top five. Again, none of the. There's one that's kind of funny, and that's it.
That was my favorite.
The Doritos one when the alien stole the Doritos?
Nope.
See, the one that I remember is the Post Malone Peyton Manning one for Bud Light.
That one's not on the list.
One of the eyebrow ones.
That one's not on the list.
The mustache one.
That one's not on the list.
Really?
Anybody say the Mountain Dew one?
No. Oh, I love that one with Seal.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not on the list.
Okay, so these are all the ones we remembered. We even talked about this a bit last night at dinner.
Okay, I don't know if this one's on the list. The Jesus one?
No.
That's not on their list.
What? Why is Jesus selling himself?
He is. Yeah. He will, like, I don't even remember the website, but they do a Jesus commercial every year.
Oh, mm-hmm. Love that for him. Mm-hmm. Not in the top five.
Do you think they get a discount for that? I mean, if anybody's going to get a discount on a commercial, it should be Jesus during the Super Bowl.
Churches aren't taxed. They don't need a discount.
Okay. I feel like Jesus would be like, do you know how many people you could have fed with that money?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Literally. That's a really good point.
$8 million? Jesus! Yeah.
How dare you be logical? All right,
that's a very good point.
That's valid. That's very valid.
All right, in the top five, in fifth place, it was the Somebody commercial from the NFL. Do you remember this commercial?
Oh, that was great.
It was like all of these teams, and they all had like the same mantra that the coach was giving them, and it was just kind of cut back and forth between all of these teams. It was very like sappy and motivating about how, you know, you can be somebody.
Oh, I do remember that one. Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I must have been putting Jimmy to bed.
In fourth place, it was the David and Dave commercial starring David Beckham and Matt Damon for Stella Artois, where they pretended that they were long-lost brothers. It was kind of funny, but like not really.
I didn't see that one.
In third place, it was The Ultra Hustle starring Catherine O'Hara and William Dafoe.
I loved that one. That was a really good one, and it was very funny.
I remember the commercial, but I couldn't tell you who the sponsor was on it.
Michelob Ultra. Mm-hmm. In second place, it was The Little Farmer from Lay's, where it was that little girl who was growing a potato.
The one who grew a potato made it into the top five? Really?
Number two. They were talking about all the farmers that grow the potatoes for the Lay's chips. They're like, look, this little girl, child labor, is producing your biggest potato chips.
One, she grew one potato.
That's still making a child work, Kristen. I hope she got royalties for that potato. And then in first place, it was the Budweiser commercial, first delivery with the Clydesdales, that saved the keg from going down the river, and then they brought the keg to the bar. Very, very heartwarming.
I guess I must have been, again, still putting Jimmy to bed. Yeah. I missed that one.
Mm. All right, Kanye West is making headlines for all the wrong reasons, again, and it has everything to do with something on shirts he's selling. I'll explain on your next eBuzz.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.